Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 5th, 2010. This would be Easter Monday, or you don't prepare messages on Easter Day, but of course today's message is on the resurrection. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, with a goal each weekday morning to encourage and instruct in God's Word. Today's message is titled, Risen Indeed. The scripture text, there are two of them, Luke 24, verse 34, and 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20.
The Lord is risen indeed, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
What a joy to gather yesterday with other believers and express the glorious truth and power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I still recall the powerful narration line in an Easter musical Brooksine led many years ago that declares, "It's not a fable nor a fairy tale, but a true accounting of Jesus Christ, God's only Son." Amen. Our church sang several of the traditional Easter hymns yesterday, including Christ Arose, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and He Lives, which we sang at the closing of our service. My favorite line in this hymn, written by Albert Ackley, is, "You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart."
In 1932, Ackley, a minister, who wrote the hymn that Stephen just spoke of, met a Jewish man to whom he began witnessing in evangelistic meetings. But the man resisted the Christian faith. He asked, "Why should I worship a dead Jew?" That statement played on Alfred's mind as he prepared his Easter Sunday message. Rising early to prepare for the day, Alfred flipped on the radio as he shaved and was astonished to hear a famous liberal preacher in New York say, "Good morning, it's Easter." You know, folks, it really doesn't make any difference to me if Christ be risen or not. As far as I'm concerned, his body could be as dust in some Palestinian tomb. The main thing is, his truth goes marching on. Well, Alfred wanted to fling the radio across the room. "It's a lie," he exclaimed. His wife rushed into the bathroom asking, "Why are you shouting so early in the morning?" "Well, didn't you hear what that good-for-nothing preacher said?" Alfred replied. That morning, Ackley preached with great vigor on the reality of Christ's resurrection, and he did the same at the evening service. But later that night, he was still worked up about his friend's question and the morning's radio sermon. "Listen here, Alfred Ackley," his wife said at last, "it's time you did that which you can do best. Why don't you write a song about it? And then maybe you'll feel better." Well, Alfred went to his study, opened the Bible, and reread the resurrection account from Mark's Gospel. A thrill went through him, and he began writing the words to "He Lives." A few minutes later, he was at the piano, putting it to music, not dreaming that it would become one of the church's most triumphant Easter hymns.
The daily text is an ancient declaration of faith, which can too easily become a mere cliche. However, in just five words, it expresses the bedrock truth of Christian faith. The Lord is risen indeed. And we, like Ackley, need to feel it with strong conviction deep within our soul. This is especially important as true believers present the message of our risen, resurrected Lord to the world. The Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and Santa Claus are thought of by many as wholesome children's tales, and the story of the Lord Jesus can easily be reckoned the same way. Some may smile and say regarding the message of Christ, "That is a touching story, isn't it?" Many have what we call Easter faith expressed by those who believe when they attend church on Easter or perhaps other special occasions, but then they go about their lives ignoring God, at least until the next special church event. But authentic saving faith is life-transforming in the lives of believers 365 days a year. For the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a genuine historical event, validated by clear accounts of eyewitnesses. The scriptures strongly denounce any notion of it being merely a touching story. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul wrote, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
Two early eyewitnesses declared to the disciples, and I quote, "The Lord is risen indeed," end quote. For 40 days after his resurrection, he showed himself and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. This is found in Acts 1:3. And many years later, a mightily transformed reminds his readers in 2 Peter 1:16. "We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty."
Today, we encourage each of our listeners to join us in faithfully serving this risen Lord. Let us boldly declare to the world that our Lord is risen indeed as we walk daily in the resurrected power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's pray together. Father, your word declares that Jesus rose from the dead. The eyewitnesses to this glorious miracle were initially in disbelief, but when they were face to face with Jesus, they were filled with jubilant hope. It is because you live that we live also. You've put our sin nature to death and raised our spiritual nature to life. And one day our physical nature will give way to death, but because of your power over the grave, we will be resurrected to eternal life. Praise be to God. The Lord is risen indeed. Amen.
The Lord is risen indeed. What powerful five words they are. Thank you for joining us today. We do have a beautiful day here in rural Lancaster County. We're in just an hour or so heading down to Greensboro area of North Carolina to spend a few days with my sister. We're not sure how we'll be able to continue to post these messages over the next couple of days, but it is our intent. We may miss a day or two this week. Our site today is developed for Monday, April 5th, 2010. Let me point that out. Our website is dailyencouragement.net because although we can read a podcast, we can't show pictures. We have a beautiful picture today of daffodil bloom our friend Doris High took, and I was able to overlay the great statement of our daily verse on that picture. The Lord is risen indeed.